Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
Marwan Hade.
And Marwan, you know, we got a ton of stuff going on. Huge announcement. Visual Studio 14.
Yeah, totally. Next version of Visual Studio. We wanted to give you guys an early CTP. Give us some feedback. We've got some exciting features out. The next version of ASP.NET, ASP.NET vNext. We've also got our new Roslyn compiler. We've also got some quick fixes and improvements for C++ and VB.NET. So check it out and read this post by Soma for more information.
Yeah, and one of the key things is this is a CTP, meaning a community technology preview. This is really early. There are a ton of things that don't work, and we call them out. And one key thing that we do want to say is this is not side-by-side. So if you have Visual Studio 2013 installed and VS 14 installed, they're not going to work together. So install on a new VM, a clean image, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the idea is we just want to give you guys a sneak peek into what we're working on and get your feedback.
Cool. And by the way, why is it 14?
It's because our last version was called 12, and you know we wanted to skip 13.
Yeah, which is you know, for our international, I guess, viewers, all
unlucky.
Three of them. We unlucky number in the U.S. is 13. So you know, we just talked about it's a CTP. I'm a little worried. I don't want to spin up a VM. Because then I have to spin up the VM, wait for that to get ready, then I have to download the bits, then I have to actually install them, and that whole process can take hours, right? So,
yeah, you can just check out an IaaS virtual machine, just get the Visual Studio image, and you're good to go. You don't have to, you know, install your own thing, just go in, use one of the Azure VMs.
Yeah, so if you have an MCN subscription,
yeah.
You get up to $150 that you can use every month, and you can basically, I mean, it's that easy to click a button. And if you break it, just delete it and create a new one. I love this.
And shout out to our colleague Boris for being so agile and putting it up.
I love this. Yeah, I'm so excited. I actually spun up mine already. So very exciting. So this is kind of like our special CTP, I guess, overview or our CTP episode, if you will. Because we do have a number of stories on kind of some clicking in. So we talked about some of the high-level stuff. And then some of the other key ones. So let's play a Visual Studio here. So you see, these are the C# improvements. So the idea is if I have some string that I'm doing some sort of string concatenation, I can actually introduce a local, which would then give me var v equals hello plus text, and basically refactor this code, the concatenation of these two strings into its own variable as a local variable, and then do the console write line, which is very, very cool. Another really nice feature is the question mark dot. So the easiest way to explain this is, imagine I want to be able to potentially call a method on something, but I don't know if it exists, right? And it's in a hierarchy, so it's like, I need to know like employee, and then employee.manager, then employee.manager, and I want to call like promote. Method, right? Well, first I have to check if employee is null. So I have to do if employee is null, then the next thing I need to do is check if employee.manager is null. And if it's not null, then I can call the method. So it's kind of a little tedious to do all these null checks, and it gets even worse the more times you have to go down. With question mark dot, it automatically does that, which is basically look at this thing. If this is not null, basically do this operation. So assuming the first or default actually exists, then be able to do that, get the length. Otherwise, do zero. So very cool stuff for on the C# side. VB side. So one is just you can see the text that you can do. So the multi-line strings is very cool. And another really awesome feature is extract method. So as Sweet. A developer, I love extract method. Like the ability, like I end up doing like. You're in a zone, you just start writing a ton of code, and then you kind of look at it and go, okay, here's the best way to factor this, or right. Here's something I could reuse. I extract it out, and having this in VB is awesome. So kudos to the team on that, and you guys can start playing with this now. And then there's a number of things around C++ as well. So whether it's how they do lambda capture, so making sure that things are in the right scope for lambdas, user-defined literals, completed no except, inline namespaces and the thread-safe magic statics, where static local variables are initialized in a safe way. So at least the initialization step is. So there's a number of cool things if you're a C++ developer to play with. this. So this is kind of like the language enhancements. And the other big one is obviously ASP.NET vNext.
Yeah, we're super excited about ASP.NET vNext. It's cloud optimized. It's basically the next version of ASP.NET. So it's a lot quicker, a lot faster. And the really cool thing is it uses Roslyn as a compiler. So you can imagine you're writing code, deploy it once, you make a quick code change. You don't have to redeploy. You can just refresh your web page, and you're good to go. Pretty solid stuff. You guys should try it out.
Yeah, if you haven't yet, this is a great excuse to basically play with the vNext stuff, because it makes it iterative. It's like changing HTML or JavaScript. It's that easy in terms of the refresh stuff. So definitely something to play with. Another area that's in there from a platform perspective is kind of our first release of our Cordova tools. So if you're not familiar with Cordova, what it allows you to do is build cross-platform applications so you can target Windows, iOS, or Android in JavaScript, right? HTML and JavaScript. So the Apache Cordova is kind of the open source part, and we are building tooling inside Visual Studio that provides Cordova project support, debugging, and kind of the end-to-end experience that a Cordova developer would. So you download or you spin up your VM, you can do file new project, Cordova, and there are some things that you need to do to configure, like the Android emulator and some of the other steps, because if you're targeting Android, obviously, you know, you need that scenario. And you can basically write your application. You can use whatever JavaScript framework you want, Angular, you know, you name it directly in your application, and build Cordova applications, and even hit things like breakpoints and debugger in the Android emulator. So this is really cool. Certainly, we'd love to hear your feedback on how you're planning on using Cordova and in what scenarios.
It's pretty cool stuff.
I know, so much to play with. And that brings us to our picks of the week.
Woo! So my pick of the week this week is we just released PC drivers for our Xbox One controller. So I know a lot of you really like using your Xbox 360 controller on your PC to play PC games. Well, now we have PC drivers for our Xbox One, so just plug it in and you're good to go.
Yeah, and it's a regular micro USB, so if you happen to be using, say, a Windows phone, like USB, plug it in, download the driver, and all of a sudden you can be the dork on the airplane playing with a full Xbox controller on the Surface, which is very cool. I love that. So, and speaking of Xbox related, and this is an interesting angle from a developer perspective, is the Kinect V2 sensor. So you can now officially pre-order the Kinect V2 sensor. And the biggest thing is they'll be shipped in July, at which time, and this is where they're announcing, the public beta of the SDK will be available in July. So we are just weeks away from the public beta, and definitely some cool stuff to do. And they have international shipments. I think it's $199 for US customers. So cool stuff, and definitely something to play with. And obviously, there's a huge number of enhancements for the Kinect sensor itself, and as well for the SDK. So you know, you're talking 1080p video, improved skeletal tracking, where you're tracking multiple skeletons, better face tracking, and just a ton of features in the Kinect SDK for developers. So
sweet. Action-packed week.
I know.
Pretty exciting.
Well, thank you, Marwan, for being on.
Thank you, Dan.
Definitely appreciate it. And we will see you all next time.